May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Here we have the story that Ron just read. It continues with the fact that Thomas wasn't there. But 8 days later, he was there with them. He wouldn't believe their story, and then Jesus comes just for him. Now think about what it says in Scripture, that they're hiding for fear of the Jews. But all except for John, none of them were there at the cross either. So I think they were all dealing with shame. Peter at a sort of hyper level was, and guilt and fear, and they just weren't in a very good place. And yet I loved about the Lord is that I've just found myself there so many times. You ever found yourself there? From failure or sin, or maybe your heart, you've been offended by somebody, something's happened. Everybody listen to me? You're just not in a really good place. And he just comes to us. Then he just walks through the walls of where we're at. You know, the fear, the guilt, the shame, the anger, the resentment, whatever. And he just walks through the walls and speaks peace into our life. Twice, he said, three times actually, peace be with you. And he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. This is what he does. He just comes to you in your darkest, scariest moments, or just darkest moments, and speaks peace and says, receive the Holy Spirit. But one of the things I want you to understand about these people, I think sometimes Christians get confused because they think Jesus is some kind of supernatural sedative. Because I believe one of the things that Jesus just hates is passivity. And if we make peace the only thing we think he's doing, we kind of treat Jesus like he's a supernatural sedative and he just wants to make me feel better. And he does want to change and transform some things, but these are the same people that not many days after this, like 50 days later, it says about them in Acts chapter 2. Now he speaks peace to them three times. But in Acts chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared in the tongues of fire and distributing on them, resting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. When I was reading those scriptures this morning, I thought, violent rushing wind, that doesn't sound much like peace. And here's what you need to understand. When you become a Christian, you're placed into violence. Now, he said, peace to you. And Jesus does come to bring peace, and we're going to talk a lot about that Sunday for CTKers, what that means more from all of our enemies. But in this context of today, he does bring us to a place where our minds are at peace. Because that's where the warfare happens, right? Hadn't that, like today, hadn't it been happening with you? The thoughts, the warfare. So he does bring peace to our minds, but he brings peace to our minds so that we can handle our hearts being on fire. And the Holy Spirit comes with violence, like a violent rushing wind. Matthew 11:12 says, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent people take it by force. That's not passive. It's not anger, but God is a consuming fire. And when you're placed into, you're baptized into, and you're born again into Christ, into this realm of this God who's a consuming fire, there's a holy violence. That's what John the Baptist said. He says, he's going to come, he's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. That's not the fire of judgment. It's not the fire of anger. It's the fire of God. It's violent. What I mean by that, fierce. And he uses the term there, unquenchable love, that burns away the chaff in our lives. His love for us is so intense. And his life in us is so supernatural. There's a violence about what the Holy Spirit brings. It's kind of like in Revelation 15, a great description of the new creation is a sea of glass, peace in our minds, mixed with fire, but our hearts on fire. Our minds at peace, and our hearts on fire. Now, a heart on fire doesn't work really well if you have a mind at peace, so he spoke peace to them first, but you realize when he said, receive the Holy Spirit, it was just kind of like when you go and you have to renew your driver's license, they give you the paper one. Like, it's just temporary, it's just a temporary fix, because the permanent one's coming in the mail. And what he told them in John 14, he says, the Holy Spirit's been with you, but on that day, Pentecost, he's going to be in you. And so whatever happened in John 20, it wasn't the fulfillment of Pentecost. It was still just an extra with you kind of thing, sort of a temporary fix to get you by for the next 50 days. But it was at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit in violence came and in the form of fire and filled them with the holy violence of the love of God. The Holy Spirit shed abroad in our hearts the love of God. It's nothing passive about that. You can't walk in communion. You can't imbibe and drink from someone who has such holy violence for us in his love and have a passive response. But also, how about just the violence of his life? My goodness, doesn't the fullness of Christ that we receive, the Holy Spirit, doesn't it sort of wreck everything inside of you? You know, like he calls you to repent and surrender and risk. You know, at Pentecost, they received not just the fire of the violent love of God, but the fire of the violent life of Christ in fullness. And they went out and did what violent people do. They went out and stirred things up, wrecked everybody else's world too, for the kingdom. The life that Christ lives through us, in us, again, doesn't look like a life that somebody's been sedated. It's transforming inside of us. We're constantly changing, repenting, being renewed. That's a holy violence. And we're constantly giving away the fullness of Christ, confronting the works of the devil, destroying. That just wrecks everything. That's the life that Jesus lives. And he lives that life in us. That's what the Holy Spirit brings to us. He brings to us a holy violence of the love of God. It's a consuming fire that wants to consume all rivals in us so that we're ignited to love him back with the same kind of holy violence, but also the violent life of Christ in fullness. Oh my gosh. Christianity is not a philosophy to follow. It's an indwelling person that wrecks everything. And so, yeah, he comes and brings peace to our minds, so that he can bring a fire to our hearts. Amen.